It's the Agribusiness Report.
In my role on the House Agriculture Committee, I've spent years talking to people with lived experiences of hunger, advocates and experts about the need to protect SNAP, our nation's first line of defense against hunger.
Massachusetts Representative Jim McGovern before the House Subcommittee on Ag Appropriations.
I know the subcommittee chair and I differ in our opinion on restrictions in SNAP, but I implore this committee to reject any rider to further limit what recipients can buy or otherwise pilot food restrictions. This is a dignity issue. This committee doesn't try to police the shopping carts of members of Congress or anyone not utilizing federal nutrition benefits for that matter, and it is wrong for Congress to dictate to poor people how they should eat. Incentive programs like the Gus Schumacher Nutrition Incentive Program and SNAP Education have proven to be useful tools in helping families eat healthier on a tight budget. And I'd welcome members of this committee to join with me in working to further expand these critical programs. I also ask the committee to provide SNAP with such sums language to protect beneficiaries' access to the program. I also ask that the committee provide robust funding for other safety net programs that address hunger in America. These include fully funding the president's request for $7.7 billion for the WIC program to ensure pregnant and postpartum moms and their young children continue to have access to these critical benefits. $115 million for the Emergency Food Assistance Program, TFAP, storage and distribution and rural infrastructure grants. $4.4 billion for the Child and Adult Care Food Program and $425 million for the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. Robustly funding our school meal and summer feeding programs, including strong support for the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program, farm-to-school grants, and school kitchen equipment grants. Fully funding the Food Loss and Waste Reduction Liaison at USDA to ensure that food that is perfectly good to eat goes to people in need instead of landfills. Rarely in our lifetimes have programs like the McGovern-Dole Program, Food for Peace, and Food for Progress been more needed. So I strongly support providing a minimum of $2 billion for Food for Peace in FY 2025. I also ask the committee to make a special note of the needs of infants and children, especially those suffering from severe malnutrition and undernutrition when allocating funds and commodities for Food for Peace. Proven treatments for severe malnutrition, such as ready-to-use therapeutic foods and targeted nutritional supplements, should be fully incorporated into FFP programs where appropriate. Lastly, I ask the committee to support voluntary conservation programs at USDA, which help farmers in every state to increase the value of their operations and strengthen our food system through land stewardship. Conservation programs are especially important for small and medium-sized farms, as they are sometimes the only access that producers have to the farm safety net. I ask the committee to reject any harmful riders that may jeopardize support for farmers, including by protecting the crucial investments made through the Inflation Reduction Act. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Right. And you're right, you and I are going to disagree on restrictions, but just to make it clear, we already restrict food choice on a low-income nutrition food program. It's called WIC. So it's not a question of whether we as a government have decided to do that. The only question is whether or not we should extend those same benefits of nutritious food to the SNAP program. But I appreciate your comments.
And with respect, Mr. Chairman, I think it is fair to say that all Americans need to improve their diets. And there are incentive programs that I support, like the GUSNIP within SNAP. But I think to basically focus in on a population of poor people is not a particularly good thing to do. It's not a nice thing to do. And so we could find common ground on ways to incentivize people to make better choices. But I think restricting choices for poor people is not the way we should go.
I thank you. I appreciate the comments from the gentleman from Massachusetts. Thank you for appearing before the committee.
And this is the Agribusiness Report.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.